I know. Instead, that will be the intro.
Oh.
So, whoa. Dudes. We're being recorded right now. It's crazy. It's been like...
It's pretty not crazy. We've done it a few times.
Done it a few times.
This is like episode 17.
It's been a couple weeks.
NC-17.
NC-17.
S1.
Oh, no. We have to appeal to an older demographic instead of just having fart jokes.
Oh, can we? Wait, we have fart jokes?
I don't think
we're not nearly that funny.
Oh, okay. Clearly. Clearly.
Those are beyond us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on.
They can't hear me eat. That'd be gross.
You have, like, the neatest disgusting eating voice of all time.
The neatest disgusting.
Sorry if I'm not you.
I'm just like, it's so disgusting.
You're like the king of the most revolting ways of eating.
It's gotta eat revolted, man. Gotta eat.
It's like it makes the food taste better.
Totally.
It makes it not be in your mouth because it's everywhere outside of your mouth.
Dude, it does.
Actually, I don't think it does.
Actually, you don't think it does.
It
does.
Because then you just get to taste your face.
I'm not into that.
And all that, like, dirt and grime and oil on your face just sort of, like, absorbs into the food on your face.
It's a good bit.
Then when you, like, re-get it into it, well, it's tasty as.
So what are we talking about?
Well,
we could probably do a little rundown of Expo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I might go after that.
Okay, but first, I just want to know, what have you guys been up to, you crazy dog?
Like, getting an education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, studying to get a certificate that tells me I have an education.
Oh, okay.
Same thing, I guess.
Okay. But Vincent finished Lost.
I finished what?
Lost.
Lost.
Lures.
Yeah.
You finished Lures.
I said Lost.
You finished Lures.
I did finish Lost. That was dumbass.
After all this teasing.
I wasn't a fan.
You weren't?
Well, you were a fan.
I was getting really into the whole, like, the island is hell sort of deal, but then that didn't pan out.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
The island is a butt plug.
The island is... Is.
Mm-hmm.
Is.
The island is.
Alright, but like...
Is land.
Alright, but what's your favorite character?
EV Expo, not E3 Expo.
Sorry.
Oh my god, why do you keep calling it E3? It's not a big deal. It's in Australia.
Okay, but what's your favorite...
It's hosted
what
by
was
a
your,
shop.
What was your favorite character?
Oh,
Faraday.
Desmond.
No.
Ah, there we go. He's on my side. Desmond is the coolest.
Desmond's actually, like, the fourth best character.
What? There's only, like, two characters.
Faraday. Locke. Desmond.
Locke got on my nerves.
But he's fucking hilarious.
Like, for the first few scenes, he's just a pussy.
Yeah, but he was a manly pussy with knives and scars and shit.
He has, like, one of the best episodes in season one.
He does?
Yeah, the one with, like, his big first, like, what's going on with this guy?
Oh.
And there's that ending where he, like, gets... It's just like, whoa. That was, like, the first time I thought something was really fucking weird.
Amazing.
That wasn't just the smoke monster.
Okay.
I was like, what?
So, yeah, EV Expo.
Mm.
Sydney, 2012.
Alright, so these two nigs, I tried to come
to... You can't say that. American people listen to us and they find it offensive.
They find nig...
Yes.
Okay, fine. So these...
Actually, no one in America listens to us. Our friends listen to us and that's it.
I don't know, nig isn't really offensive.
It's
offensive over there. Over there you get, like, murdered.
I'll be internet... Oh, well, we'll get...
Internet killed.
We'll get attention.
He killed.
The cyber police will fuck the shit up.
Alright, okay, but...
Ain't got no jurisdiction.
Alright, so these two dumbass hoes...
International E-Water.
Went to, like, EB Expo.
Expo.
And...
EB, not three.
EB.
Yes.
And, like...
Way less good.
Sorry, but I care more about E3 than EB, so I just... When I think about...
That's not what it's called.
Alright, fine, so we'll... I just... Fine, so we... So basically, these two went to EV Expo. I would have gone.
If you just went and got a ticket.
I did try to get one, and then
But by the time you had given me the money to get a ticket, they had been sold out. And then I didn't buy a ticket because I was not able. So then anyway, what EV Expo is it's E3 in Australia.
Which is...
And it's just really, really, really small, that's
yeah.
all. But it was cool. We got to play some games that don't exist yet. That was
yeah,
fun.
That was good.
And we got to see... We saw Moonglaive. Moonglaive. Moon... He uses glaives with his
yeah.
mutilists. Yeah. We saw Moonglaive, who is the best StarCraft player in Australia.
Alright, cool. But what is... Okay, what is...
What the fuck, you? What the hell?
No, you're just jumping way too
because
far.
Because Moonglaive is the most important part, so we speak about it first.
Good. Okay, fine. Moonglaive was there.
Yeah,
done.
And we saw him, and then we saw him play a game, and he was in the grand finals, and he killed Mafia, and it was really boring.
All right.
It was the most uninteresting game I've ever seen.
ZVC.
Okay, slow down, Johnny. Slow down.
I'm not done. But yeah, no, it was cool. We saw Moonglaive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... Okay, outside of simplifying that
it's
E3 for Australia, EB Expo, from what I can tell...
It's E3 for Australia.
Because it hasn't been in Australia before.
Yes, it has. It was just in Brisbane before, now it's in Sydney.
Mm.
Is it just
It's been in Brisbane for like 1 or 2 years now.
Okay.
1 year? 2 years? I remember, I know it existed at least last year, I think it maybe existed the year before that.
Okay.
But now it's also, I think, I don't know if they've moved it to Sydney or they've just made a second one in Sydney, but there's now one in Sydney because that's where we are.
Well...
Well, they cannot find us. I think Henry actually said what school we go to once.
Yeah.
That was pretty dumb. So anyway.
Yeah, we all go to the same.
Well, two of us went there.
Went there?
Yeah. Post. But still, we went there. But anyway.
Anyway, so basically EB, you know, Expo is our E3, which is
I
to
think
say...
I've said that about 7 times now.
Yeah, but I'm actually trying to introduce, not just jump right
yeah,
into Moonglaive.
That's all there is to it. That's all there is. It's just a small E3 in Australia.
They had the conferences, they had
cool.
games.
Yeah.
Did they have the, what was it, the booth babes and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they were booth babes. Yeah.
Okay.
They had some babes though.
Yeah, they had some pretty babe and babes.
There were some really babe and babes.
But then there were some really not babe and babes, as per usual.
So therefore it's a real con.
Cosplay, like, not babes.
Yeah. But we got to play Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, which was really, really fun. You should all buy it. Unless you hate the story because apparently it's not good because you like the Metal Gear story, in which case, what's wrong with you?
But people apparently do, like, really like the Metal Gear story.
If you like...
And some people like watching...
Yeah, no, but it's... Yeah, exactly. It's like... Do you like Days of Our Lives? Would you like Days of Our Lives to be Japanese in the military? Play Metal Gear!
But a lot of people like that.
Well...
Yeah,
they're
and
wrong.
Them like that.
Yeah.
It's just we'll judge them for
But that's what Metal Gear. Yeah, Revengeance is really fun. Everyone should play Revengeance. It's really cool. You get to cut stuff up into lots of little pieces, and that's nice. We also played Aliens Colonial Marines, which was really cool. I couldn't look left or right with mine because it was glitched, but it was fun nonetheless. It was really, really quite good.
Yeah,
and Vincent probably. Can tell us more about the game than I can because he played the proper version.
I could look left or right.
Yeah.
And that added to the experience. It was just a really solid, like, well, we only played the multiplayer and.
And we played against some kind of professional, like, first person shooter team too. Which
well, they
cool.
they weren't, like, exactly professional because they weren't particularly very good.
No, they weren't very good.
But they were, like, part of the dev team or something.
No, but they had, like, sponsorship.
Yeah, they had sponsorship.
They were,
like
Counter Strike players or something.
Oh, maybe.
I think they were. But they're also Australian esports players, so they're not very good anyway. Like, you know.
Yeah, it was solid.
Yeah, it was cool. It, was
it took
fun.
Ages to, like, get through the line, though.
Yeah, Vincent was like, oh yeah, the aliens light is heat shot, we'll go there. And then it was, like, an hour and a half. But we had a hot dog with bacon on it. That was nice.
Yeah. It was
Yeah, it was pretty good. Even though it was, like, $10. $9.
Alright, and what else did you...
I got to play Zombie U.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really fun. I wouldn't call it the console seller that everyone, like, is hoping it to be, but...
Yeah, it doesn't look console seller.
But it's definitely something I'd really like to play a little more of. I only got to play, like, 10 minutes
but
of it.
But then you'd have to buy a Wii U, and that's just stupid.
Yeah, well, one of us can buy a Wii U.
No.
Wii U? I don't know. Wii U doesn't look like... I don't see how it looks... It doesn't look terrible.
We have
it just also doesn't look like something you would pay for.
Mm.
Money. Like, a lot of it, too.
Yeah.
Like many hundreds of dollars.
But at least it's more about the games, man.
Is
the
it?
Game.
Yeah,
is
but
it
you're
just
more, you've just become PC gamer, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what it's actually about, the games. Where they don't say it's about the games and then they show you Nintendo Land, which is so about the games. Absolutely.
Well, you're going to have your... Nintendo is going to have their, like... They're more really kid-friendly.
Their thing that makes money. Yeah, and then they're going to have all the For the Games games in inverted commas. Like Batman that came out a year ago. Oh, I can't wait for that.
That one looks stupid. Yeah. That one looks so bad.
But apparently Zombie U is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't play anything else because we couldn't be bothered waiting in line. But there was like Black Ops 2 there you could play. There was Medal of Honor Warfighter. There was...
There was the producer of Medal of Honor.
Oh, the producer... No, the multiplayer producer of Medal of Honor Warfighter was signing posters, man.
So
oh my god.
Basically...
Celebrities up in this.
So basically the guy who pretty much...
The guy who like...
Pretty much what the game is. Because it's a multiplayer game.
Some kids.
It's Medal of Honor, it's a multiplayer game.
But anyway, that human being that is among other human beings was there. And there was... What else? You could play Epic Mickey 2.
That had a really long line.
Yeah, you could play Assassin's Creed 3. You could play some sports games. You could play Just Dance 4. You could play... The Xbox equivalent of Just Dance 4.
Central
3. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You could play a few other Kinect games. You could play the new Forza.
Forza.
There are a bunch of other TVs, like just like PCs and stuff, hooked up to just like other games that exist already.
Yeah, awesome.
Like there were just people playing like Borderlands and shit, and it's like
there was a lot of people playing Borderlands.
Yeah.
Like, almost every booth had someone playing Borderlands.
Yeah.
One way or another.
That was weird. There was just a bunch of people that were just playing games that are out. And it's like, why would you pay, like, $40 to go into an expo to play a game that you could play at home?
So I saw a guy playing Skyrim. Like,
yeah, it's just like,
well,
I don't understand.
There are people that, like, the only way they have social interactions with anyone is through comms.
Yeah, but not through Skyrim.
Yeah,
come on.
Skyrim is a heaps social game, right?
Well, I repeat, these are the people
that
use comms. I'm not saying it's a good idea, I'm just saying that
there were some places where it was, like, a brand of computer that was, like, showing off how sexy their beast rig is or whatever, and so then you could like play a game on it to see how well it would run. But again, Borderlands 2 doesn't really have very high system requirements. Why don't you show us something that would actually need a beast rig?
Well, again,
Crysis 3, that'd be cool if they showed us Crysis 3.
Did have Crysis 3 there.
Was it playable though?
I'm pretty sure. I heard it was playable.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Like, I heard the guy who was yelling about the Medal of Honor producer.
Oh, did he say it was playable?
Yeah, he was like, hey, come and play some Crysis 3.
Oh.
Alongside,
I kind of wanted to play Crysis 3. I didn't know. I thought it wasn't playable. They were showing South Park: The Stick of Truth. They said it was a world exclusive, but I don't know if that's true. But apparently, it's the first time that the public has been able to see like gameplay footage of it. I know that the press has seen
outside of game trailers, you know,
outside of like a trailer, but like just like a demo walkthrough type thing.
Okay.
That
might be possible.
There was Metro 2033. Last Light, sorry.
Oh, I've heard about that. Is it the one in Russia?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
There was... What else was there?
Based in Russia, like, it's a unique thing. Crickets.
There were some other games. There was, like, a massive Wii U section where you could play the Wii U.
Yeah.
How
about the cosplayers? Was there a massive...
Oh, well, we went this... Sunday was the cosplay, competition thing.
So there weren't like cosplayers.
So there weren't as many cosplayers, but there were still a bunch of cosplayers.
Was there Fat Roxas?
No.
We didn't see
that. Aww. Fat Roxas.
But there was a pretty cool Blastoise.
Oh, that was a
He was playing Dance Central in a Blastoise suit. That was pretty mad.
That's pretty awesome.
There were a bunch of Lollipop Chainsaws and that kind of thing.
Mm.
That's alright. I don't know. Lollipop Chainsaw is not really hard to do.
Yeah, but it's also hot, so that's
that's acceptable.
Yeah. And yeah, there was like some esports stuff there. There was Marvelous Capcom, StarCraft, Call of Duty, League of Legends.
StarCraft, that was made like years ago. What the hell is that doing at the con?
StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2 was made years ago. What's that still being played for? Especially at a con, why would you do that?
Because it's a game that people like.
Yeah, but people like Skyrim as well.
You can't play Skyrim competitively. Unless you do like speedruns, but no one cares. Because it's Skyrim, you can't speedrun Skyrim.
Didn't they done that?
Yeah. It was fine. It was cool. It was
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of beast rigs,
Oh, my God. Okay, so the computers that they had at the esports part, they were, like, 3 times the size of any normal computer you've ever seen, and they were stupid. They looked stupid. And then the USB ports were, like, on a diagonal slope at the top of the computer, so that when you, like, put it in, it would, like, be diagonal, and then the cord would, like, hang down in this weird-looking way. It just looked stupid. It was like, why don't you just make a computer that you can, like, fit in your house? Because
it's going to be like an anime where you can just, like, punch it in.
But that's not how it works. It just looks dumb. But no, it was all right.
We're making
cool
developments in quantum computing, yet our, like, computers are getting bigger.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's really all there is to say about AB Expo.
All there is?
There's not much to it. It was pretty small.
Uh-huh.
This doesn't really matter, like, mean much to most people that have been to, like, Supernova or Armageddon or that kind of place.
Yeah.
It was in the same venue as that. And
was it
they
better?
Used the space a lot better than they do in those ones.
So you get more content?
Yeah, and they just, like...
Because I go to those other ones, I'm like, this is a market thing.
Yeah.
But more expensive.
Well, yeah, well, there were a bunch of, you know, there were, like, game...
Well, yeah, there are markets and stuff, but...
No, but, like, you couldn't actually buy that much of this. It was more, like, people showing you their games that don't exist.
Yeah.
And that was my phone that was ringing, not yours.
Okay. Sorry. Heard it buzzing.
But yeah, no, and...
So it's
they
more,
just, they,
like, it's
they,
more
like,
about
the whole,
actual...
The whole venue, the giant place it's in, was all, like, it wasn't lit. It was all dark, which kind of make it feel, like, legit and cool. And then you'd go to the booth, and they'd have lights in the booths and shit. I don't know, it's kind of nice.
How much deodorant do you think the people needed?
It didn't smell that bad.
Okay.
There was, like, one point where we were like, oh, it smells like nerd. But other than that, it didn't smell bad. And the esports dome smelled like beer for some reason. Even though it was fairly certain.
Beer.
There was a bar,
beer,
like, outside,
right,
but there was no alcohol, like, readily available to anyone.
They were weird. Just lots of chugging and then coming in there and burping there.
Just, like, fermented nerd sweat.
Maybe. But yeah, it was cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There was, like, the little Mad Men theater.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a Mad Men, you know, like, the Australian publisher that does all, like, Asian cinema and anime and shit. They had a little cinema there where they played the Mass Effect movie and the Halo movie, and there was no one in it.
Yeah.
The
that
whole,
was a waste of space.
Yeah, it was, like, it was huge. It was in the eSports Dome, and it used up more room in the eSports Dome than the
eSports part
of the eSports Dome did.
Halo
and there was, like...
Half-Life.
The Halo movie and the Halo movie and the Mass Effect movie.
And
Tales of Vesperia, the movie. And we went in there and there were like four people watching the Mass Effect movie. Four people.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. They used up more room than the fucking esports thing. And the esports thing had three games going on at any one point in time.
Yeah.
There was always like Marvel vs. Capcom, StarCraft, and Call of Duty playing.
And there was League of Legends like going on.
And League of Legends was going on like just off to the side. They didn't even have a big TV to put like the big monitor to show that on. They just had like you just had to like look behind the players. Like stand behind
them. Mad Men do that. They always like with any
Yeah, they're just like, oh, because we're like a massive billionaire-dollar publisher.
We're just gonna buy
massive space and not use it. It was rude.
No, they used it. No one else used it. No one gave a fuck.
It's a waste of money, though. Like, no one's gonna buy Mad Men products because they make a fucking cinema if no one's actually gonna go to the cinema. They're just wasted money on a cinema
just
that they could have spent...
Release the good stuff that Mad
like,
Men
the ACL could have spent on, like, fucking more computers and shit.
Release some good anime.
Mad Men releases every anime, so yes, it by nature releases the good anime as well as the bad anime.
Well, just focus on the good anime.
But the thing is, the good anime isn't anime that makes money.
It's annoying.
All the dumb anime fans buy the bad anime, and so then that's how Mad Men makes money. And then once every five years, it'll release a good anime, and then three people will buy it, but those people will be happy. But the only reason they could buy the good anime was because the bad anime was bought by dumb people. So it's okay.
You pissed off like half of our
So half of
our one listener.
Half of Steve is really annoyed, but the other half is like, I'm going to stick with it.
But I guess that was EB Expo.
Okay. Well, I guess the other thing that we did is, you're not reviewing Beast of the Southern Wild.
No,
all right. So we could talk about it.
Yeah, I have to go. I really have to go, though.
Oh, we'll be quick about it.
Okay.
So anyway, so me and Dylan recently saw Beast of Them Southern Wilds, and...
Them Southern Wilds.
Southern Wilds.
Yeah, that's how they talk, man.
They actually do talk like that.
And I gotta say, man, in a year with the Avengers and the Dark Knight Rises...
Well, because the Dark Knight Rises was such a good movie, right?
No, I said epic. I'm talking about epic.
Oh, well, you didn't say that yet.
No, I didn't, because you didn't let me fucking finish.
But it's not an epic movie, it's like
just
a quaint movie.
It's pretty epic.
How is it epic? It's about one little kid.
It's like a fantasy epic that just isn't...
It's magical and shit, but I would call it epic.
Felt pretty. The music made everything seem epic.
The music was like folk music.
It...
Folk. It wasn't like war music, and there were like elves fighting orcs, and it was huge.
The main theme made things seem epic. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm sorry. The movie was amazing. The movie wasn't epic.
Felt epic.
It was a pretty low scale build.
Yeah, and that's why it was. That's what made it so good.
That doesn't make it epic though. It, do you know the definition of epic?
I'm talking about the music mainly is pretty epic.
It's good. It's not epic.
Have you heard it since you watched the movie?
No.
Well, I have.
Is it
it's
like
pretty
mad orchestral.
No. It's
yeah.
like some quaint little folk music.
No, it actually is. You're just thinking about all the music.
Because that's what all the music was. Look, I'm not even saying it's bad in any way. I like the music. I love the film. It wasn't epic. That's
the main
all,
thing
that's
is
all I'm
epic.
Saying. All I'm saying. You know what? You should cut a segment off, play the music. People can make up their mind for themselves, all right? How about that?
Sure.
Cool. Good, do that.
Anyway, so, and I gotta say, it's one of those movies where it's like, you get told it's gonna be amazing again and again, you're like, yeah, but is it really, like, you're just like,
I hate that.
You know, you just feel like, you've been pumped up so much, you just, it's a disappointment.
The jam was so pumped.
Yeah, but.
But it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it did not disappoint. Because
yeah.
it's a movie filled with not even no-name actors, not actors. It's just filled with not actors.
Yeah.
Everyone is not an actor in this movie.
Everyone acted amazing.
Yeah, I know. But I could see, like, there were moments I was just looking at them, like, as some of the, you know, the actors, like, the people were walking in scenes intently, like, especially the kids. Some of the other, like, especially the white kids. And you were just looking at them, like, you are not an actor.
Fucking white kids. Ruin everything.
Yeah, but man, because the reason why it works is because it's a very dirty movie, and they found the most dirty note.
Dirty in the sense that the setting is full of dirt.
Oh, okay.
Not in the sense that it's, like, raunchy.
No, dirt is in dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's at the door. Take a break.
Okay.
I'll be leaving. See ya.
Oh, Dylan's leaving. I guess me and Vin Dog will just do whatever. Yeah, it was a good movie. Now that you've just heard a minute of awesomeness of music from Beasts of the Southern Wild, I'll just finish my opinion.
Well, hopefully they've heard it.
They've heard it.
We're not quite sure.
Well, yeah. Figuring out a thing. And if you're hearing that noise, just Dylan looking through his magic cards.
My name is Vincent.
Yeah, we've said your name is Vincent.
Yeah, but you call me Dylan.
Oh, sorry, Vincent.
Dude, not cool.
Sorry, Vincent.
See how it is. Dude.
Hey, I'm complimenting you by saying you're...
How is that a compliment?
He's a really good co-host.
Yeah, he is.
And you're a really good co-host, too.
Yeah, exactly. But who's the best?
Fine, you don't like being called the best?
Well, I would prefer to be called, like, me the best, rather than living in the shadow of Dylan.
Well, you are here. You are here. So.
I am here, for once.
Yeah, okay, it's actually interesting. Like, we've never actually had a show where it's just me and you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's new. Interesting dynamic.
Just
dynamism is at an all-time high.
Two random characters you just didn't think would team up, like Robin and Marshall and How Much Mother. You're like, oh, this is weird.
Who the hell's Robin?
Robin.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah. And you've watched How Much Mother, so...
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, good. Like Dylan.
I've lived on planet Earth.
Dylan has not.
He's seen some. He just didn't give it a chance.
Yeah. You know with certain shows the first season.
Dylan tends to, like, drop out of things before they actually get good.
Yeah.
So he's not a very reliable source of information for a lot of things.
Yeah. Except for Fringe. For some reason he's stuck with Fringe.
Yeah, which even he tells me, like, isn't particularly good most of the time. Some sort of iffy about even watching that.
Fucking Fringe. But man, getting into Magic.
Oh yeah, I'm like getting into MTG, Magic like, the Gathering.
Again?
The best card game. Whereas these two chumps are getting into
Oh well, this chump and
the
other
second
one.
Best card game. So, yeah. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, we're all getting back into card games.
So now I have, like, a thing to spend my money on rather than just whatever's on sale on Steam at the time. Which has been, like, draining me crazy.
It's kind of actually a good thing because at least with the cards, you'll be able to, like...
Due to my, like, internet bandwidth issues, I can't even download any of the games I buy on Steam. I've just got this, like, massive grey list that's cost me about $1,000. I can't do anything with it.
Won't be recording it, but...
Just stares at me.
We'll find a way to get around that, Vincent. We will.
Oh yeah, prepare for like a lot of videos of unboxings of various like MTG and Yu-Gi-Oh boxes because we're mad getting into that. And it's exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
I've like just rediscovered how elated I feel whenever I open a new packet. Every packet is just that anticipation that maybe this time you'll get that good card. Maybe a Planeswalker or something, and
then,
it doesn't feel good.
And then the disappointment of buyer's remorse.
Yeah, like Dylan got when he bought a box yesterday and didn't get his High Priestess of Prophecy.
Or that other time he bought a box.
Yeah,
that other time.
So he spent about $300 to get cards that, even though they cost about like $120 for the three of them, he may as well have just done that. So Dylan's a bit of a, like, not smart fellow with his money, despite being Swiss.
Isn't it just, like, luck with the Swiss? It's like they just make money automatically.
No, it's not luck. It's all, like, talent and Nazi gold.
Don't forget the Nazi gold.
The Nazi Jew gold.
Nazi Jew gold.
Yeah, they got a lot of that.
He's got, like, 0.1% of possible Nazi DNA in him.
More than 0.1. It's, like, 12.
Yeah, but it's like he was a Nazi, but it wasn't, like... But it was like...
He's part of those, like, buddies with the Nazi Swiss.
Yeah, like,
Swift Swiss.
Or was it, like, forced to be a Nazi but didn't want
no,
to?
No, just the sort of, like, hey, you guys look like you could win the war. Let's buddy up with them. Oh, wait, they're going to lose the war. Nah, those guys suck. Screw those Nazi guys. That's Dylan's heritage.
Heritage.
That's
yeah.
What he's about. A boot.
I feel bad if I don't remind the world that Dylan is bad in some way.
That Dylan guy.
Alright, well, every time I try to talk, I gotta say, there's one thing that you and me have in common, Vincent, and that is we actually keep up with more TV shows in common than
I do not keep up with any TV shows.
Yeah, but I bought like 3 TV shows and I was like, oh yeah, new shows for Vincent to watch, and you've seen them all.
Yeah, but I haven't like watched, I've not like watched them like episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. I've just sort of like, it's on TV, let's watch that.
Alright, but you're good with the comedies. You can at least keep up with them.
Yeah, because they're funny.
Yeah.
And they make me laugh. And why would I not watch that?
And one of those shows that, you know, Dylan's into as well is Community.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It's pretty good.
Because they'll just have episodes where it's a Western.
Yeah, they sort of cover every genre. That's sort of their gimmick.
Yeah.
They cover every genre and trope. Out there.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the past before, but I mean, I don't know, I might have to go over the episode, the previous podcast, you know, episode, and see if...
Oh, God.
And see...
Listen to our own podcast.
Yeah, that's painful.
Or, like, some 3-hour podcasts.
Find that one TV moment where we actually talked about it. But I do want to see, I want to see how Vincent felt about each season. And I'll just...
Season 1 was good, season 2 was better.
Yeah, but I mean, see which episodes passed your fancy a bit more.
Oh, I don't remember.
You'll remember.
The one where that thing happened.
Well, either way.
And that was, like, funnier than the thing in the other show.
Well, thanks for simplifying it down to it.
You know?
Funny stuff happened, right?
Really?
All right, well, so, as I've said in the past, Community is basically all about Jeff Winger, lawyer who... You know, has to go back to community college to be a...
To
get a degree.
To get lawyered again.
Yeah, to get a degree so he can actually be a lawyer.
Re-lawyer.
And he kind of falls in, like, gains this study group by accident.
Yeah.
And they all become best friends. However, and as you follow it, it sort of starts off as a normal comedy thing.
Yeah.
Like, season one sort of, it's like, yeah, this is just sort of bagging on normal situations.
Yeah, just like, community college, ha ha ha, what a shithole.
And then Abed just took over the show.
they like realized Abed's the greatest character, and
yeah,
and then the show became pop culture references. But yeah, so you know, and that's what made Community interesting to me, was that you'd watch it and it'd be like, oh, okay, we're going to completely shift the entire season to be based around this new element we didn't even consider. So, for instance, season one was clearly about Britta and Jeff. And then they were obviously going to bring in, you know, a new... It was just going to be about Britta and Jeff and their relationship.
Yeah.
And then they realized that relationship was kind of predictable, so they introduced another character. But before all that big change happened, they didn't even realize that Alison Brie and Joel McHale, the two actors that play Jeff and Annie, would actually develop chemistry. And the funny thing is, the actors develop chemistry, but the characters are very far apart in age. So you've got a 35-year-old and then an 18-year-old.
Well, like a 27-year-old pretending to be an 18-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
it's weird chemistry like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're sort of looking at it like...
Like, this is... Yeah, this is fine, but, like...
Yeah.
In canon, this is weird.
Yeah. Because Annie would not actually look like that in the real world.
No.
No, in the real world, she would be...
She would look like some psychotic 21-year-old woman. Which they are.
They are. Well, no, an 18-year-old crazy chick. Or 19, I guess. Because she's just starting
yeah.
community college. But either way... Either way, things like that sort of happened. And, for instance, Pierce and Troy were meant to be like buddies. They were meant to, you know, relate, because they're both kind of, you know, there's the obnoxious ones. And then Troy and Abed.
Yeah, Troy and Abed became, like, runaway success.
Yeah, and you're not going to split Troy and Abed up. So the show became about Troy and Abed.
Well, it didn't become about them. They just became, like, a staple
yeah.
thing.
It was sort of like, it was like Troy and Abed, Annie and Jeff.
Yeah. And well, not really Annie and Jeff. Like,
well, it became a... They sort of had... They have more chemistry than like Troy and Abed have the best chemistry on the show.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But then Annie and Jeff sort of have really good chemistry as well. Like, after them. You know, after Troy and Abed, of course.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of like Pierce and Britta work well with everyone.
Yeah.
Because they're just so bad.
They're just douche-cadoos.
Yeah. And Shirley, I hate Shirley.
Shirley's not.
Shirley was fine.
You racist, Henry.
I no. I love Troy and Abed. But, no.
Look at Henry being all dodgy and defensive and evasive.
Don't you turn this on me just because I don't like a character.
It's happened.
Ooh, I become Pierce.
Yeah. It's the first thing that happens.
I'm the oldest person in the group, therefore...
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am.
No, you are.
I am.
Don't guess, you are.
I'm 20.
Yeah, he's... Oh, shit.
Shit, I'm in my 20s.
Now they know I'm younger than 20.
Yeah, everyone else in the boys is way young than they should be. But,
Hey, don't tell them.
We're
legit. We have opinions and they're good. Listen to us.
No, they're children.
We're teenagers. We know everything.
No. But so you're like late teenager. That's like...
Late teenager.
That's like that? Not... You're not even a teenager. You're just that
I'm
weird.
Still a fucking teenager.
Between 18 and 21. That's not...
I mean that like purgatory period where I can like... I just do not matter.
Yeah. Right, I'm close to mattering again.
Yeah, close to. Once you turn 21, you're like an adult and you matter again. You can go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You can go to Vegas, you're just not cool.
Yeah. Vincent.
Yeah, I can't go to Vegas.
Not cool.
I'm gonna go to Vegas.
But yeah, Shirley...
I'm gonna go to Vegas. Yeah, Shirley's a woman.
Shirley was funny in season one, and then it went geek references and stuff, and there are moments with her, but she just... won't stop being like this very against other religion type person.
That's fine and all. I just don't like the whole like shtick.
A shtick?
It just sort of
yeah. I don't know. I mean Pierce I like, even though
Pierce is great because he's just like the old racist coot.
And he's evil.
And that's fine.
Like for some reason Pierce like the problem is Pierce they just accepted was a just, you know,
yeah, he's just
bad.
They got his, like, archetype down.
Yeah, and then you get to the D&D episode in season two, and he's just perfect.
Yeah, and he's, like, chaotic evil.
Yeah, but Shirley is kind of like they want to make...
Shirley doesn't really fit in with the whole idea of things. It's like a very awkward evangelical Christian
and they try to make
sort
it,
of deal.
Yeah, and they try to make her feel like, okay, we're going to justify her and stuff, you know? And
she has her moments, but like overall...
Yeah.
She doesn't seem integral.
Yeah.
Like if they removed her, I wouldn't feel much as missing.
Yeah. And I don't know, I watch the show and I feel like everyone else is kind of just a good dose of, like, in the middle feeling about religion and beliefs and stuff. You know, it's like atheist and maybe we'll be nice and stuff.
I don't give a shit about the whole religious thing. It's just...
It's annoying.
Her deal.
But the, and yeah, she...
She could be religious, she could be, like, full-blown Satan.
And she never, I don't know, like...
It doesn't matter. She's
like,
just not integral.
You get to season 3 and her big episode is just... With Jeff is just kind of, yeah. Eh.
Yeah.
You just kind of, eh.
She doesn't, like, pop with any of the other characters.
Yeah. They kind of just, you know... Although, again, season 1, I thought she had some fun moments. For, like, one episode where I'm... They, you know, the dean wanted Troy to be a footballer again. And basically it's Shirley and Britta having their episode all about being in the toilet and talking to each other.
I don't remember much of
that. No, it's kind of like Britta can't talk in the toilet because she's such
Yeah,
and then Shirley's just like, no. We talk in there about personal things. And you just, oh. It was funny. But yeah, she's probably the weakest character. And Chiang is getting great. You're going to watch season 3 and you're going to... Because Vincent hasn't seen season 3. You're going to watch season 3, Vincent, and you're going to be like... Eh, Chiang was funny, but he just... It's just they keep trying to make up reasons why he should be on the show. And they're just like, oh, he's a security guard now.
But, hey, don't spoil this, dude.
Point is, he's not as funny as the Dean, who just becomes the best character in the show.
Because he's just, like, mad tranny.
He's such a tranny.
And it's heaps good.
It's so good.
He looks heaps good as Lady Gaga. Like, that was really, really good. I was really shocked.
And he has a Dalmatian fetish.
Yeah, well, he has a few fetishes, but...
That's his big one.
It's a notable one.
Yeah. But yeah, I gotta say, I think, honestly, season 1 probably... Its big change was probably Debate 101, and I'm trying to think of, I did like Investigative Journalism, where Jack Black guest stars. And they completely nail the awkward new character and how, like, even the theme song just doesn't time well because he's just made it too awkward.
I'm looking at the, like, ratings and, like, episode 21 of season 1 seemed to, like, really drop.
Oh, yeah, that one.
What was that?
Contemporary American Poultry. Yeah, we are pros. We use Wikipedia.
Look at that.
21. Okay, so 21 was just planned to get chicken. Oh,
the chicken finger one. That was heaps good.
Yeah, so...
How did that get, like, a no rating?
Because it was the risky one. It was very... It was such a...
It was risky. It was heaps good.
It was a Godfather episode.
Oh, compared to the other, like, episodes.
Well, I mean...
There's many more risque ones.
I don't know. Like, they're not... Like, the other episodes, it doesn't catch you like that. Like, Modern Warfare is risky... But you're not going to stop watching
the episode. Modern Warfare is, like, the second best episode ever. Trounced only by, like, the other paintball episode.
Which is so good.
Which is, well, both of them are really good.
Oh. I prefer the second, like, I don't like part 2 of the second paintball episode.
Yeah, I really like part 1. Part 2 was a bit dodge.
Yeah, I like the joke Arbet had about Star Wars, but they just couldn't go fully into a Star Wars motif. Like,
they got pretty into the Star Wars motif.
Just couldn't do it as much as a Western. Like, they became a Western.
Yeah.
Whereas the Star Wars one was like, okay, it's really good and funny. It's just not... You've done, like, fucking amazing episode.
Mm.
Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of season 1 is kind of like... I'm trying to think of, like... Because there are some really good episodes that are sort of like, okay, you know, like that one, like the 21 was, you know, obviously a Godfather reference, or the Modern Warfare, you know. But then other ones are just kind of like, they're interesting. Although I love the moment in what was it? The art of discourse or English as a second. It's the episode where basically Annie starts going out with Vaughn. And basically they have that moment at the end where they actually consider, because none of them are related,
yeah,
that they could go out with each other, and they're all looking at each other weirdly. And Arpen has like the best moment where he just looks at Annie and does this eyebrow thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all really good. But season two is where Community just went crazy.
It's because they just locked down the whole, like, we've got a gimmick, let's do our gimmick.
And
just take a thing, take a genre, and do it.
Like when they went to space.
Or when they, like, did Pulp Fiction.
That was the best. Okay, that was one of the best Shirley moments. She had, like, the best costume where she's a Samuel Jackson. Yeah. And she has a goatee on.
That was pretty good.
Although that's, like, more proof that Chevy Chase is a douche. Is a dick, because he wouldn't, like, wear the costume for the whole episode. He just got someone else to do it for him, which was annoying. There are some really good episodes, but outside of Critical Film Studies and the Paintball episode, my favorite episode by far is still the D&D episode. It's so good. I love the D&D episode. It's so good. It's basically, they do D&D.
Yeah, they play
D&D. They play D&D.
Well, they sort of play D&D.
Come on, that's D&D.
Yeah.
They don't really break any big rules.
No, but like, still.
What did they do wrong?
They didn't do it, it just didn't feel D&D.
How?
It was just more just like storytelling, rather than D&D.
Isn't that the reason why you play D&D, though? That's why I play
D&D. Yeah, but, like, it's D&D's, like, all in-depth and complicated and shit. Really, really hard to play.
But that's why it worked. They made it simple.
Yeah, they made it nice and TV-friendly. And that's good.
And, again, they actually played D&D on TV.
Yeah.
And it's probably the best Piers episode. Although, I will admit the episode when, the documentary episode was funny. Where they literally just have Arpen doing a documentary about Pierce's revenge scheme.
Yeah.
And, like, Jeff has the... I love Jeff when he's just like, I will beat you. I will beat you up if he's just like, I will hurt you. And Pierce just, like, acts all cool and cold, and then he realizes, shit, I'm gonna be killed. Wait. The montage episode. No, wait. The callback episode. Like, flashback, where they just sort of have, like, you know...
Wait, is that the one where they had, like, the fake flashbacks?
Yeah.
To, like, things that didn't happen?
Yeah.
Funny?
Yeah. Because, like, the reason why it's awesome is that it's meta about sitcoms.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, audience, sitcoms used to just be the sort of one, you'd have, like, one side of the whole area where everyone would be facing it, because it literally would be... A sitcom was sitting in an audience.
If you've been living under a rock for the past, like, 100 years, audience...
Dude, most of the audience have been watching The Office and, like, 30 Rock and shit. They don't know sitcoms anymore.
Is that our audience?
Well, I mean...
Oh, shit.
I don't know, I'm assuming. But if you don't know sitcoms...
Hey, Steve, what do you watch? Comment.
Steve, tell us what you watch.
We need to, like, get a census on our demographic.
They're the guys that...
What's your deal?
Furry porn, that's what they like.
bronies and furries, and scalies, and birdies.
Scalies.
We've got mad odd.
We're going to appeal to our sub-demographic of scalies.
We have got fur affinity on board. It's so good.
Well, either way, there's this thing in sitcoms where there'd be this episode, like The Simpsons used to do it, where they'd be like, they'd call back to previous episodes, and it would be a cheap way to do an episode.
Yeah.
Where you just use clips. A clip show, that's what it's called. Clip show where they use different clips from different episodes for, like, you know, oh, remember that time when Jamie went on a date or something? And then, you know.
And then cut to Jamie on a date.
Yeah.
And then cut back. And they're like, oh, that was pretty good.
And, you know.
When Susie was on a date, cut to Susie.
Oh, remember when Dad was on a date? Cut to Dad on a date.
That was the best Brady Bunch episode.
But, yeah, so a lot of shows would do that. And Community decided to actually film all these episodes that never happened.
Yeah.
So they're like, remember that time we went to a haunted mansion or something?
Yeah.
And they'd actually just film, like...
Like, going swimming and getting eaten by a shark. And
yeah. Going
Western.
Yeah.
That was cool.
which they did in the Western anyway, but
yeah,
they did,
but
like...
they did a different Western.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like this really funny thing. And they had... I wish they'd done what they were planning to do, because they went over budget with the episode. They were planning to do an episode where Arvid ends it saying, like, what their further adventures could be.
Yeah.
And then they film a bunch of other stuff that they'll never end up doing.
Yeah.
Where Arvid's like, next time on Community or next season. Which I was like, oh. Instead we just watched Chang saying, remember those times.
Yeah.
Which was all right. It wasn't bad. It's just, now I know the better future.
Huh.
But, you know, again, season two is just freaking amazing. And it just, they sort of, outside of figuring out, like, their formula and stuff, they really got some characters down a bit more. Like, you know, it was more hyperactive, but they could control it.
Yeah.
So Chang, I thought Chang was really good in season two. Like you know, D&D dresses up as a dark elf.
Yeah. I didn't like his just becoming this, like, petty little troll kind of guy.
Yeah.
That's just, like, seeking to be with the group. I kind of way preferred him just being a douche canoe.
He was way funnier.
Yeah, he was just berating everyone.
Yeah.
Calling them gay, and it was heaps funny.
It's like this incredibly egotistical dude who thought it was amazing.
Yeah, that was alright.
Yeah.
I preferred that.
And honestly, I think the Dean is better as sort of the...
Oh, the Dean became a proper character in season two.
Yeah, like season two, they just like... I think at the end of season one, they were like, oh, Dalmatian fetish, it's on. And he just has the episode where every episode you'd come in a costume and shit, and it would be amazing because you're just like, what the hell is he wearing? And it made more sense for the Dean to want to be friends with the study group because it was just...
Yeah.
He's already pathetic. But yeah, so season two was amazing, and, you know, especially the ending, where it was just a western, it was a two-part of paintball episode, where it was a western, and then Star Wars.
Well, the first part was a western, the second part was sci-fi.
Yeah.
Specifically Star Wars.
Yeah, specific. It was science fantasy, not science.
Incredibly specifically Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like the first one because they literally filmed it like a western, they just filmed it like a western, which was cool.
And shit.
Yeah, and I like Community because it's pretty much 20 bucks, which is the easiest present to buy for anyone. You just buy Community, you're like, yeah, there we go, done. Next present, Community, done. You know, which is really cool. You know, and I thought, you know, Community was really good. But are there any other standout moments for you?
No.
Are you how G do you for season three?
Like, mildly G.
Mildly G. That means ecstatic, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I don't know, Vincent.
Mildly G means mildly G. When I say G'd, it is that much G'd. When I say something like is alright after a movie, that means the movie was pretty good.
Okay.
If I was like, just take what I say and like upgrade that two more times, because like my compliments are worth a common man's three compliments.
Okay. So when is it really good?
I don't experience really good.
Okay.
The Hobbit will be really good.
No, it won't.
The Hobbit will be amazing.
Did we talk about Breaking Bad with you on Hobbit?
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah.
Talked about how much, how awesome it is. Okay, cool.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Big these heaps.
Yeah. Really want to, Steve, as we'll call you. Steve, I really want more, but
we are grasping at straws today.
We are grasping
at straws. We don't even have, like, Dylan, the guy with inf.
Well, then Dylan would shut it down. He would just be like, we have nothing, therefore we can't talk.
Yeah, but, like, we don't have anything, so we're just gonna stop talking.
We will.
But, like, we're not.
Just saying, just want to know one last thing.
Oh, we should.
So how do you feel about the Dan Harmon thing?
What's the Dan Harmon?
Dan Harmon getting kicked off.
Who's he?
He's the guy that created the show.
Oh.
It was like a big tip between... Okay, so basically, Dan Harmon on the show, like, Dan Harmon and Chevy Chase have been famously just fighting over the course of the show's history.
Yeah.
And then, basically, they hit this point where Dan Harmon and Chevy Chase, like, Dan Harmon got everyone outside of Chevy Chase's family at Chevy Chase's birthday to go to Chevy Chase, fuck you, Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a massive dickbag.
Right.
Even though Chevy Chase is also a massive dickbag.
Okay.
Because he'd interrupt filming and stuff. So they're both douchey. So basically, Chevy Chase then sent Dan Harmon a massive phone call. Like, you know, called him and just said, you know, this really, like, you know, you know, your show's bad, this isn't funny, what it, you know, just all this insult. And then Dan Elman recorded it and then put it on stage and just showed it to everyone.
Yeah.
And then online. And so then, and I'm not saying it's true, but I get the feeling that there was this position where it was pretty much the studio choosing between Dan Harmon or Chevy Chase.
Right.
Where someone said it's either me or him or whatever. And they pretty much chose, because they ended up choosing Chevy Chase because of Star, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Which is kind of dumb, because Chevy, that's like a waste of budget for a show that's already all about the cult factor, not Chevy Chase being on the show.
Well.
Yeah. So where do you
stand? Well, I thought they, like, throughout the show, they've sort of set it up so, like, if Chevy Chase does sort of dick out, they could, like, hand wave his leaving the show.
Yeah.
So I thought they, like, they were readily prepared for him to leave. I thought throughout season two, they was like, hey, this guy could, like, leave at any time, and that'd be, like, alright, that would be weird.
Well, especially at the end of season two.
Yeah.
Where it just kind of established, okay, he's gone.
But I guess, like, I don't know, I'll see how season four is. If it's, like, bad, I guess you can blame it on that.
Season three.
Well, season four is when this whole deal happened, isn't it?
No, no, it's season three. When but it was, like, it wasn't, like, affecting filming and stuff.
Okay, so I guess I'll just see season three's alright.
Yeah, and then we get to season four.
Yeah, which is out.
Which
this
is
month.
This month. I'm very interested to see how it goes. I don't want to be like, I haven't loved season three. I've loved episodes in season three. Mm-hmm. You know, there are just certain episodes that are just, whoa, this is amazing. And then you watch the whole scene and you're like, yeah, it was good. It wasn't like all like brilliant altogether. Because like, even if you don't care about overall, you know, plot and stuff.
Yeah.
You still notice it, like, in season two with, the like, Chevy, like, Pierce's whole thing of leaving the group. That helps episodes.
Yeah.
As a season, you're like, okay, this feels good as a whole thing.
Yeah, I like being, like, that's why I always have trouble watching TV shows, because, like, I always feel like I have to watch it from the beginning. So if I am going to watch it from the beginning, and, like, every episode in sequential order, I may as well, I'd like there to be stuff that I can call back to and, like, see everything lining up.
Yeah, because it just, it makes every, you know, we're following characters and strengthening the emotion. That's the advantage of TV. Mm. Even South Park uses that properly sometimes.
Yeah, but South Park's perfect.
Yeah, like episode 200 and 201, which are amazing. Have you seen those?
No, okay. Maybe.
They're the episodes where it's basically a callback episode.
Maybe.
Where they bring back...
Which one?
Basically, Tom Cruise gets every single, like, everyone to, like, you know, every single person that South Park is bagged on to, like, sort of take the power of Muhammad and use it to sort of, you know,
okay. I haven't seen that.
Protect, yo, what, it's so good. Oh. They even bring back Scott Tenenbaum.
Oh, cool.
And it's such a good callback. And it's actually, like, plot-wise also really good.
Yeah.
Like, that's the season when it was, like, the Coon three-part.
Oh, okay.
The Coon three-part, which is amazing. Yeah. So, yeah, I gotta say, like, either way, I like, I don't know. I want season four to be good. I'm nervous, but I don't know. Because season three hasn't been going so well, maybe that a change is good. That's how I feel.
There are changes good.
Pardon?
There are changes good.
Yeah. Oh, look at these nags.
Stop saying that.
I can't help it, man. It's a, you guys are worse than me.
How are we worse?
Lingo. Lingo goes.
Yeah, mad. But like cheap, harmless, fun lingo.
I don't know, Dylan made a pretty good argument for why nigger's not a bad word.
Yeah, but we're not going to say that on the podcast.
Ninja.
That's a country.
Studio Ghibli.
That's,
we
just
need
nothing to do with it.
Put an H at the end of each G.
What?
Ninja. You know, Ghibli, like...
That's not what. That's not how the H's work.
Ghibli, Ghibli.
Yeah.
Which one do you say? Which one is it?
I say Ghibli.
Ghibli?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, back to the beginning. Sorry, we went down a tangent of pronunciation. But yeah, so Community is a good show. Go watch it. And we will... I don't know if we'll do the music of the episode next week. I don't want to say we're going to do it because then...
We're not going to... We don't expect anything next week. But, like, we might do... We'll probably get something next week. But don't, like, anticipate it. Steve
just sits at his computer every week. Staring at
the screen. Well, when he's not, like, beating off to furry porn, he's listening to us.
Scalies. Specifically scalies. We've targeted a subgenre.
Yeah. Or birdies.
Birdies.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between birds and lizards.
And freaking ponies.
I don't know, bronies are pretty, like...
Yeah, they also beat off the ponies.
Yeah, but... I mean, yeah, I get that part, but again...
You get that part, don't you, Henry?
Shut up, don't put me in the hole you put Dylan without him even being here. Talking about a Jew gold. This is what happens when it's just me and Vincent.
Yeah.
We just talk about Dylan's dear gold. Alright, well this seems like a good spot to leave it.
Let's just stop on Jew gold.
So yeah, guys. Jew gold.